Ladies and gentlemen, the Railroad Hour. And here comes our summer show train. Tonight, the Association of American Railroads presents a new musical play by Lawrence and Lee, Danny Friel, starring Gordon McRae and his guest, lovely Dorothy Warren Show. Our choir is under the direction of Norman Luboff, and our music is prepared and conducted by Carmen Dragon. Yes, tonight another premiere performance is brought to you by the American Railroads, the same railroads that bring you most of the food you eat, the clothes you wear, the fuel you burn, and all the other things you use in your daily life. And now, here is our star, Gordon McRae.
Thank you, Marvin Miller, and good evening, ladies and gentlemen. Well, sir, tonight we're bringing you a tale of leprechauns and love. We invite you all to travel with us to the Green Isle of Ireland. I'm Danny, and Dorothy Warrenshould is, well, you'll see as we spin this musical fable of Danny Friel. Mother.
Yes, Danny?
I heard him again, clear as a lark singing in the heavens, the little people. They're out tonight in the moonlight by the ruins of the old castle.
Oh, put your hands to your ears and do not listen, Danny.
I must, Mother. I must listen. For it's them that knows about all the good things of the world. The feasting and the fighting. The making of love and the playing of beautiful music. Come to the door, Mother. Come in and listen. You hear that, don't you, Mother?
Oh, they're little divils, the little people, Danny. They'll do you harm.
Oh, how can they harm a body, Mother? Just listen to their music, floating through the air like the green moonlight of May. Listen. Did you hear that, Mother? They're calling me. To you, Mother. I'm off to seek my fortune with the little people.
Welcome to you, Danny Friel.
It's the music of you I've been hearing.
Oh, like as not it was.
Tell me quick now. What do they call the likes of you? An elf? A leprechaun, maybe? A will-o'-the-wisp, perhaps? A pixie.
Lad, we are of a generous and given nature. All is what you like. It's your belief in us that's important. and never the name you call us.
Tell me now, do you exist or don't you exist?
Well, we don't have blood in our veins or flesh in our bones. All we've got, Danny, is faith. And it's somebody else's faith at that.
Sir, I heard a girl. It was the loveliest voice in the world.
Oh, you must be speaking to me, daughter Ellen. She's out doing the round of her duties, tuning up the bluebells, scouring up a few pails of milk.
I'm all finished up for the evening, Father.
Oh, Danny, if you look just behind that third moonbeam to the right, you'll see me daughter.
Oh, I've never seen anybody more beautiful. But hold on now, sir. She can't be one of the little people. Why, she's tall. Almost as tall as I am.
Danny, there's roguery in all trades. Now we have tall little people and little tall people. She is one of the tall little people.
How the moonlight to you, Danny Friel?
And the same to you, girlie.
Oh, she's not entirely girl, Danny. She's a girl only on her mother's side.
You see, Danny, my father here is the king of the leprechauns, but my mother was a human woman.
Well, then, what does that make you, Miss Ellen?
A leprechaun on Tuesdays, Thursdays, and Saturdays.
And what are you doing on Wednesday night?
Hold on there. Hold on, Danny Friel.
Oh, forgive me, sir. All I know is I look at you, Miss Ellen, in the moonlight, and I want to sing.
Sing then, Danny. Father, perhaps he's a bit of leprechaun in him. He has such a singing soul.
Believe me, if all those endearing young charms which I gaze on so fondly today were to change by tomorrow and fleet in my arms like fairy gifts fading away, thou wouldst still be adored as this moment thought. Let thy loveliness fade as it
are the nicest things human beings can say.
Imagine, you, a princess, the daughter of the king of the little people. Why, it's just like Princess Elizabeth.
Princess Elizabeth, who is she?
The daughter of the king of England, sir.
England? Don't mention England.
Sir, tell me now, what do leprechauns do?
Oh, what don't we do? We're most famous, of course, for we haven't manufactured Ireland.
Manufactured Ireland?
Yes, my boy. Bit by bit. Bog by bog. Tell him, Ellen. Tell him the history of this fine assembly job we did.
Well, it wasn't difficult putting Ireland together. We just took the best of everything wherever we could find it. Have you ever heard the story of how Ireland got its name? I'll tell you so you'll understand from whence old Ireland came. No wonder that we're proud of that dear land across the sea, for here's the way my dear old mother told the tale to me. Sure, a little bit of heaven nestled on the ocean in a spot so far away, and when the angels found it, sure it looked so sweet and fair. We said, suppose we leave it
could stay and listen to you sing the whole night and the whole year. And...
Stop it, Danny. Stop saying all them things with your eyes. It's not allowed.
But, sir, I'm in...
You're in love. No, you're in love with love. Now, that's one of the curses of the Irish.
We're riding tonight to steal a girl. A mortal girl. Do you want to go along, Danny?
Oh, I do. Where are we going?
Well, I'll tell you. Once when I was souring up a pail of milk, as was one of me duties, before I assumed me present exalted position, I heard an old woman say that the little people could girdle the globe in a wink of an eye. Well, wink your eye, Danny, and let's try it.
What is this place? How far have we traveled?
Questions, questions, questions.
Can you not speak in a simple declarative sentence now?
In a moment, Danny. As soon as the moonbeam peaks from behind that cloud, you'll see the prize of the evening slumbering on a grassy knoll. You see? There.
Oh, such a face as a man dreams belongs to the angels of heaven. She's too beautiful to be real. Is she half leprechaun, too?
Oh, no. She's mortal, right enough. But don't be falling in love with sleep and beauty. She's our prize.
You think she's beautiful now? Well, I suppose she is.
What place is this? Is she an Indian maiden? Is this the North Pole or south of the China Seas? Is this the Isles of Africa or the great continent of New York?
Don't worry, me lad. We are taking her with us. Now, everybody wink, and we're off.
Now that we're back on Earth again in Ireland, I'm taking this girl, little people, for me own. When she wakes up, she'll be in my arms, safe in my arms.
She's our prize, Danny Friel.
You would not steal her from us?
You're half leprechaun, and you don't know the ways of the human heart. A man looks all his life for such a girl.
Then strike the hex on her, father.
That I will. Danny Friel, you have our lovely prize away from us, but you'll have no good of her. For hereby, we strike her deaf and dumb.
Not deaf and dumb.
Act two of our Irish operetta, Danny Friel, starring Gordon MacRae and Dorothy Warren Show, with Katie Lee and J.M. Kerrigan.
Oh, Mother, I don't know what corner of this wide world she's from, but I know this. Each of her two eyes is like the whole blue vault of the heavens. Girline, listen to me.
It's no use, Danny.
You're right, Mother. She cannot speak or listen, like the little people said.
She being a foreign lass, we've got to teach her our ways, Danny.
But how can you teach when she cannot hear the teaching?
Sometime a song has a way of reaching a girline's heart by other means than just hearing. So I've called together every Irish washerwoman in the country. Ladies, come in and help us Irishify this girline. We'll show her how the Irish scrub, how the Irish dance, and we'll make her see the Irish way through all she's from Spain or France.
Well, that's a grand idea, Mother. I'll lead the chorus. All together, ladies.
Oh, we tub 'em and rub 'em and rub 'em, scrub 'em and tank 'em and spank 'em and shrag 'em and yank 'em and tear off the buttons, and that's how it goes, and the women of Ireland are washing the clothes. We don't give a hoot if the bundle is Brannigan, Sullivan's, Donovan's, Kelly's, or Flanagan's, Riley's, or Dooley's, or Hooley's, or Hannigan's, up to shenanigans, washing the clothes. Sure that after we dry them, the fun will begin to them, trying to figure out who can get into them. Shirts and the skirts will be tighter than skin to them, up to shenanigans, washing the clothes. Well, the pants are a Hooley's, the flannels are Flanagan's, muscle belongs to the bride of a Brannigan, socks are the sort to be worn by no man again, up to shenanigans, washing the clothes.
Mother. Father, it's no use. She just sits there, silent and beautiful. Ah, I know what to do. Come, Gerline. I'm going to show you all of Ireland. You cannot speak or listen. And if you could, it's not our tongue you'd be speaking or understanding. But your blue eyes will see it. All of this green island of ours.
Godspeed to you, Danny. And the saints watch over you and send you back to me soon, Alana.
Danny. Who's that? Who's that calling?
I thought you might be needing some help, Danny Friel.
Oh, it's you, half-leprechauning around, is it? Well, I'm busy. I'm taking this beautiful girl in for a tour of Ireland.
Oh, one of me specialties. I just happen to have me overnight satchel packed, and I'm a grand one when it comes to conducted tours.
And what could you show her, you, that's half-leprechaun, that I couldn't?
Oh, many things. The chemical formula of a teardrop. How to turn a bubble inside out. How to ring the fuchsia bells to see if they're in tune. How to paint freckles on the foxgloves. And I can show her a view of the most beautiful bay in Ireland from the top of a cloud.
Well, I think that would be nice.
Then up we go for a view of Galway Bay.
If you ever go across the sea to Ireland, then maybe at the closing of your day, you will sit and watch the moon rise over Clonmel, and watch the barefoot gossoons at their play. Hear again the ripple of the trout stream, the widows in the meadows making hay, and to sit beside a turf fire in the cabin and see the sun go down on Galway Bay.
Oh, the breeze is blowing all the seas from Ireland, a perfume by the heather as they blow, and the women in the uplands digging graves speak a language that the strangers do not know. For the strangers came and tried to teach us their way. They scorn us just for being what we are, but they might as well go chasing after moonbeams or light a penny candle from a star.
And if there is going to be a life hereafter, and faith I am sure going to be, I will ask my God to let me make my heaven in that dear land across the Irish Sea.
That's no use, Miss Ellen. But you being 50% leprechaun, you'd not understand.
Perhaps I understand more than you think, Danny Friel.
Then help me get my wish. Let this girline speak and listen.
Turn around.
What?
There's a wishing well. Shout your wish down it and you'll undo anything the little people have done.
Thank you, Miss Ellen. Thank you. Oh, wishing well. Magic wishing well. Make this girline speak, no matter what strange language she talks.
She's opening her lips.
What are the first words you're going to say, Gerline? What beautiful, soft phrases of love are you going to speak? Say it, Gerline. Say it.
Why, a silly country boob. Why have you been carting me all about Ireland?
Saints, preserve me. Where did you learn that brogue?
Why, I'm from Donegal, just across the hill from you. And you've been mouthing all these silly songs at me. Why, you left out the best of the Irish songs. Here. As I was a-going through Dublin City, about the hour of 12 at night, I spied a fair maid quietly sitting and a-washing her feet by candlelight. First she washed them, then she dried them. Round her shoulder she pegged a towel. And in all me life I ne'er did see such a fine young girl, pon my soul. She had 20, 18, 16, 14, 12, 10, 8, 6, 4 to none. She had 19, 17, 15, 13, 11, 9, 7, 5, 3, and 1. Around and around goes the wheel of fortune, where she stops it with her knee. Oh, fair maids, they are so deceiving, sad experience teaches me. She had 20, 18, 16, 14, 12, 10, 8, 6, 4 to none. She had 19, 17, 15, 13, 11, 9, 7, 5, 3, and 1.
Well, it's pretty fair.
Now, that's the way to sing an Irish song. All right, now take me home, and let's stop all this tomfoolery. In all me born days, I never heard of anything so foolish.
I tell you now,
dragging me all about Ireland. I've got work to do at home.
Miss Ellen? Miss Half-Leprechaun?
Who are you calling now?
Oh, it's you, little man. I'm looking for your daughter.
Oh, she's not fit to be seen. There she is, crying human tears. The most degrading situation for a leprechaun's only daughter.
Sir, I don't understand any of what's happened. Why did you tempt me with this girline from Donegal?
Ah, so you don't like her, now that she can talk.
She's more unspeakable than when she was unspeakable. Now, where's Miss Ellen?
Over yonder, sandwiched between two moonbeams.
I'm thanking you, little man. The top of the moonlight to you, Miss Ellen.
Go away, Danny. Far away.
But I want to be with you, Miss Ellen.
Oh, it's that Donegal one you're loving.
Oh, no, Miss Ellen. All day long, jabber, jabber, jabber. 20, 18, 16, 19, 17, 15. Oh, no.
Danny.
Why, Miss Ellen, those are human tears you're crying. This is Tuesday night. You're supposed to be a leprechaun.
Oh, it's been slipping away from me. For don't you know, Danny, that when a leprechaun or a leprechauness falls in love, she becomes completely, revoltingly human, even on Tuesdays, Thursdays, and Saturdays.
In love?
All I have to do is to find somebody to take over a few of me duties, then I can be all girline.
Which duties, Miss Ellen?
Souring the milk.
I know just the girl. She need only open her wide mouth, and any self-respecting milk will turn sour.
Then any Monday, Wednesday and Friday, any Tuesday, Thursday and Saturday, and we'll throw in Sunday for good measure. I'm yours, if you'll have me, Danny.
Oh, Miss Ellen.
Yes, I'll be yours in sunshine or in shadow.
Oh, Danny boy, oh, Danny boy, I love you so.
thanks to Dorothy Warnschold, Katie Lee, Verna Felton, J.M. Carrigan, and our entire company, Danny Friel was written especially for The Railroad Hour by Lawrence and Lee. The Railroad Hour is brought to you each week at this time by the American Railroads. America's system of mass production means a flood of the goods we need and use in quantities enough to supply an immense nation. The ingenuity of people, rich resources, a vast, ever-expanding market. All these factors have helped make this industrial outpouring possible. But above all, mass production needs mass transportation. Huge amounts of supplies brought to every industry from every corner of the nation, and mass delivery of finished products to millions of consumers. Only railroads, operating in all sections of the country and carrying goods in any amount, anywhere, can fill this key role and keep American industry operating at its unparalleled pace.
All aboard?
Well, it looks as though we're ready to pull out. And so until next Monday and the world premiere of the new musical version of Innocence Abroad, this is Gordon MacRae saying goodbye.
Gordon MacRae can be seen in Warner Brothers on Moonlight Bay. Our choir is under the direction of Norman Luboff, and our music is prepared and conducted by Carmen Dragon. This is Marvin Miller saying goodbye until next week for the American Railroads. And now stay tuned for your Monday night of music on NBC.
Hear the voice of Firestone with Jerome Hines on NBC.